The circus has come to Dehradun, the state capital of Uttarakhand, here in northern India. It's a big event in the town's social calendar. Hundreds of families have turned out to enjoy the festive atmosphere. But child welfare organizations are also here. They believe that 23 children, some as young as 7, are being held against their will and being forced to perform 5 times a day in the circus tent behind me. Philip Holmes is director of the Esther Benjamin's Trust. His team has rescued more than 400 abused and underage performers from Indian circuses since 2004.
And these are children who are essentially sold by their families to trafficking agents who then sell them on to circuses, effectively to a life of bondage and modern-day slavery. Training of the children is fueled by beatings, and sexual abuse has been extremely common. Little girls, 8, 9, being raped. Those kids are under total control of the circus owner.
In April, India's Supreme Court found in a case brought by the New Delhi-based NGO, Bachpan Bachao Andolan, that such abuses are rampant in the circus industry. This claim was denied by the owners of the country's 30 or so travelling circuses, that among them are believed still to employ more than 1,000 children below 18 years of age. The court ordered that the government rescue every underage child performer in India and rehabilitate them from treatment it referred to as inhuman. The government had until the end of June to agree to comply. Civil rights lawyer Nandita Rao.
The Child Labour Act very broadly prohibited the employment of children under 14 in industry. And industry did not include circus. Now the Supreme Court has recognised children working in circuses as completely illegal. They've raised the age from 14 to 18. That children under 18 cannot be employed at a circus. In many ways it's radical.
In India, where many children work to support their families, there is still scepticism about the severity of the problem. When activists met with officials in Dehradun, some pondered the necessity of rescuing the children if, as the ringmasters claim, their performing financially supports families struggling to make ends meet. Aditi Kaur, with Childline India, says the Supreme Court's ruling shuts down such excuses.
Perhaps they're not aware of what child labour actually means, which is huge. The state has to come in and support these children so that they stop working and then ensure the children have some sort of education and be able to carry on a better life for themselves.
2 days later, the district magistrate has been advised that arrest warrants exist for the Dehradun circus owner on rape and assault charges. But an operation to rescue the children has still not taken place. Lawyer Nandita Rao says involving local authorities can sometimes undermine a rescue operation.
Certain states in the north and in the northeast of India, there is a lot of lawlessness. The circus mafia conduct a lot of other nefarious businesses. It's not difficult for them to make the children disappear with the connivance possibly of government officers.
On day three, the local authorities finally attempt to rescue the youngsters. But, to the dismay of child welfare groups relegated to observing events from outside the circus, officials have no police backup to ensure the safety of the children or to prevent the owner from spiriting them away.
They've seen us.
We're running across the playing field. Government officials are inside the circus. We've stopped 6 young girls that have been led out of the back door. During the chaos of the authorities' bungled operation, 2 circus employees attempt to secretly take 7 of the youngest girls away from the circus compound through a side gate. Esther Benjamin's staff rush to stop and apprehend them. The rescued girls will be looked after at a government refuge before undergoing training to help rehabilitate them back into society. However, more than 12 other young performers remain unaccounted for. After they are rescued, many children's parents cannot be located. For those left on their own, Philip Holmes says the Esther Benjamin's Trust has formed South Asia's first contemporary circus, with performances that combine traditional circus skills with dance and other performing arts.
So we've now got kids we've rescued who were brutalised in the circuses coming forward to take part, thrilled to use this as a form of rehabilitation. They're confronting demons, getting a chance to live the dream that was sold to them falsely by traffickers many years ago.
The troupe, named Sapana, after the Nepalese word for dream, will be touring the Middle East later this year. Ivan Broadhead for VOA News, Dehradun.